We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey, everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Melissa Blentner. Melissa is an expert in brand operations, strategy, and execution. Her career spans more than 30 years in the hospitality industry, where she created the culture, foundation, and operating procedures for the Great Wolf Lodges. She's trained thousands of employees and managers. This year, she started her own company, Dream Big Academy, that focuses on teaching female entrepreneurs the same business strategies that her team used to grow the company from 100 employees to over 9,000. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I'm sure you've got some big ideas to share with our listeners today, right?
I sure do. Yeah.
Well, let's dive into some questions right away. So you're focusing on female entrepreneurs, which I think is fantastic, obviously, as a female entrepreneur myself. But why don't you share what are some of the essential skills that female entrepreneurs should learn and apply that you've used in growing your former company?
Sure. You know, and I do focus on female entrepreneurs. I'm glad you brought that up. It was funny. I was just talking with my husband the other day, and he said, How come you don't work with male entrepreneurs? And I said, not that I don't want to, honey. It's just that I really enjoy working with the female entrepreneurs. So That's kind of where our focus of our company is. And really, when you take a look at, you know, I think about my experience with Great Wolf Lodge and over the two decades that I was with them building their brand and focusing on the standard operating procedures and building something that could grow into a company that has over 9,000 employees now. What were the skills that I had there that need to be taken into entrepreneurial business that can go ahead and help people? And I think those big skills that are essential in those businesses are organization, because you need to know like where you're going, what your plan is. You need to be able to access things quickly, and you need to be able to get things done. And if you're disorganized, a lot of times there can be overwhelm and then you just don't even know where to begin. So I think one of those essential skills is organization. Another essential skill is, I like to call it goal getting mastery. And that is really focusing in on your goals, but dreaming big, because that's what Dream Big Academy is all about. But not just dreaming big, also being tactical about that and getting your goals set into a system where you can actually execute things to get them done. So organization, goal getting. The third essential skill, I think, is budgeting. You have to know how to set your prices. You have to know how to schedule your expenses and treat it like a business. Otherwise, your profit is going to just vanish. So you have to make sure that you've got your expenses, your revenues coming in, and also your profit. You need to figure out your branding so that it's a consistent message to your customers and they can know quickly like what your company is all about. And this goes right along with your podcast and the whole theme of it. You need to be networking, because that is such an essential role of building any type of a business. And especially if you're going in and starting your own business, you need to network because you need customers that will buy your products. So organization, goal getting, budgeting, branding, and networking.
Yeah, I love all of those. And I think it's, I know it's challenging to tackle all of them at the same time. It is kind of, you know, it takes time to master one and then you add on another. Where do you typically recommend your clients start?
So that's a good question too, you know, and I was thinking about that and trying to figure out an easy way where entrepreneurs could especially if they're just starting out their business and they're unsure on where to start. You know, maybe you're really good at organization, but you don't know how to set goals, or budgeting is bad or something like that. That's where I recommend really getting a business coach that can help you hone in on one of those different areas. So getting those experts in that field that can help you with that. And I also have put together a class called Business Fundamentals for the Female Entrepreneur, which takes into consideration all of these on kind of a high level, but just to get you started. And the goal of that course is that you go through it over a 6-week period of time, and you're given assignments so that you can move your business forward on a consistent basis. So that's really where I would start. I think the organization is such a huge piece of it, though, because if you're not organized, you're overwhelmed. And if you're overwhelmed, you're not going to get anything done. And a lot of people just have a failure to launch because they're so overwhelmed. And then once you have clarity and certainty and you know where you're going, there can be no overwhelm.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to the overwhelmed feeling of,
yes,
not being
so
organized.
We can help you with that.
No, it's when you got to step back and get yourself organized so you can, you know, strive forward.
Exactly.
So how does networking play a role in building an entrepreneurial business?
So networking is essential. There's a lot of different ways that you can network, and you can choose to network online through social media. It is huge. I mean, there's so many millions of people on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram that you can network through online activities, and you can network in person. But what it comes down to, regardless of whether you choose online or in person, it's important that you connect with people. So if you're building your online audience to reach more people, you still need to develop those relationships with people, and they need to know what your brand is, who you are, and being authentic there. So, I mean, networking is really key. And so you've got to get out and you've got to meet people.
Totally. And I'm sure we're going to be having some good conversations around that specific topic and some of my later questions. But that being said, you know, sometimes people are a little uncomfortable when it comes to stepping out. So what tips would you give for the individual who is a little fearful and doesn't necessarily want to step out of their comfort zone? How would you tell them to get started networking?
Right. And that's a really good question, because I am an extrovert. You can probably tell by, I don't know, the way I like talk, but I'm pretty outgoing. And so for me, it's pretty easy to go in. But I'll tell you, I started networking really, you know, I was so caught up in my corporate business over the last 20 years that I didn't really have a need to go out and start networking. But I knew I was going to be starting my own business. So about 2 years ago, I went to a networking event, and I was sitting out in the parking lot, like waiting to go in, and I was really nervous. I almost didn't get out of my car to go in. And I thought, wow, if I'm extroverted, I'm an outgoing person, and I'm pretty confident about meeting new people. If I'm nervous about going in, I can only imagine what it's like if you're not as outgoing as I am. So my recommendation, and this is, you know, it helped me so much in going to my first one. I did end up going in. Mm-hmm. And it was a great time. There were 15 women there. And I got to meet people. We exchanged some business cards. And then I think one of the real turning points for me in that networking situation was that one of the women Facebook messaged me like the next day and said, "Hey, do you want to meet for coffee?" And it was so genuine and authentic. And I went and met her, and she didn't want to sell me anything. And she just wanted to meet me for who I was. And that really set a really strong tone in how I network, and I think how networking should be done, because then you form a relationship and a friendship with that person. And so I guess my recommendation is there's a couple of different things, but one is like, just do coffee with a friend. You know, and if you're not used to going to like a big group, just call one of your friends that you haven't seen in a while, or maybe somebody that you've lost contact with on Facebook that you see is doing something cool that might resonate with what you're doing with your business, just go to coffee one-on-one with them and then see if that person wants to go to a networking event with you. Because then you're the two of you are going in and that's a little bit easier. So that's how I would recommend. Like if you're just, you know, you got your cement boots on and you just can't move.
Yeah.
I think that you're going to have a really good time just putting yourself out there.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of the networking buddy system. Just especially when I attend an event that or an organization that I've never attended before, it's good to have at least one person that you know so that it eases that anxiety a little bit.
Right.
Can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've had?
You know, yeah, I was thinking about this and I've got so many people that I met, but my most favorite experience, and this just shows how, you know, God works in mysterious ways and puts people together. I was on Facebook and this is where I was talking earlier about, you know, you can network online and you can network in person. And so in this particular instance, I was growing my network online and I joined a online Facebook group called Wisconsin Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs. Pretty specific, right?
Yep.
So I joined that group and the leader of the group invited me to introduce myself and her name was Melissa Wheeler Blair. Well, it is Melissa Wheeler Blair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, my maiden name is Wheeler. So I messaged her and said, my name is Melissa Wheeler Blettner. So of course we had to meet, we talked on the phone and I said, okay, here's the clincher. What's your middle name? And she said, my middle name is May. And I said, oh my gosh, so is mine.
No way. That's fun.
We grew up, you know, 60 miles apart, two Melissa May Wheelers that went on and now we're friends. I just saw her yesterday at a conference that we held in Madison, Wisconsin. And I mean, that is what networking is about. You never know who you're going to meet or what impact they're going to have in your life. So I think that was a pretty amazing one.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Melissa actually has been a past guest on this show too. So a little shout out.
Oh, okay. Great. You got all the Melissa May Wheelers covered.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing, but now I do. So as you continue to expand your network, both online and in person, what do you do to stay in front of or best nurture these relationships?
The best way that I've found, and I've got a group that I run in Madison that is it's more of a business support group. It's called Fem City. And so I'm a member of that. And we have an online group that we like a Facebook group where we can communicate and we do monthly meetings. I'm also a member of eWomen Network. And so there we connect, you know, through that group. And then for my clients and people that I'm coaching, I have, a Facebook group that is called Business Coaching for the Female Entrepreneur. And in there, it's really, a place where you can collaborate, see different information and tips and things like that. So I really utilize Facebook groups in order to stay connected with people that are in my network and my community.
All right. I'm glad that you're leveraging the digital space.
Yes.
I think that's definitely important and an easy way to stay in front of a lot of people in a short amount of time.
You know, it's interesting too, because the other thing that I really like though is like we had an event yesterday in Madison and we created a Facebook group for that community so that they could stay connected and we could share information. But then also it's taking it offline. I had a number of different conversations with people this morning about the event and further collaborations and things. So I think it's really important as much as it is to just be that digital person that's behind the screen. I think it's equally, if not more important, to take that relationship offline and pick up the phone and talk with them. Or I've also got a couple of coffee dates scheduled to just sit down and see how we can work with one another. I think that's one of the things that's so beautiful about being a female entrepreneur is you have that collaborative energy of working together, and how can we both move our businesses forward?
Yeah.
As opposed to a competitive environment.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. I think it's great to have that one-on-one time to really get to know someone and how you can be of value to them.
Exactly.
Good. So what advice would you offer the professional who's looking to grow their network?
So you had said it earlier, get uncomfortable. There's three things I really am recommending. One is get uncomfortable. Like there's going to be, if you're going to network and you're going to put yourself out there, it's not going to be comfortable, but that's where the beauty is. And that's where the magic happens. So if you can push yourself and just take baby steps, and that's okay. And so getting uncomfortable is one. The second thing is to just be authentic. You're not going to resonate with every single person out there. You just won't. And that's okay. But you've got to be yourself, because really when people start to get to know you, then it's so much easier if you're just yourself and you're authentic.
Yep.
Being authentic. And then I think too, to know that everyone has fears. So you're not alone. You're not the only person out there that's nervous or scared. So also remember that as you do network, you know, maybe you could go into a room and you can look around and find somebody that's equally as afraid as you are and approach that person and say, hi, how are you? You know, and just keep it really easy.
Yep.
That would be my recommendation.
All great tips. I like that a lot. Get uncomfortable, be authentic, and then identify someone who that looks a little scared. But just be aware, actually, that everyone has fear as well. Really good. So I don't want to beat this one up too much, but we've covered it a bit. Digital networking versus traditional networking. Which one do you find more value in?
You know, it's interesting too. I think that there's equal on there. I really do. And I think one of the things that is a challenge for a lot of people right now is, I mean, your business can really blow up if you have the ability to be able to blow that up online, because your reach is so much further, depending on what your product is and what you're selling and what you're doing. And then the challenge is, how do you differentiate yourself and make yourself an influencer in the noise of social media, because there's so much out there. So I actually just launched a 30-day, it's a social media bootcamp, an online social media training to really look at how you can become an influencer. So that that group is called Dream Big Influencers. And in there we have all sorts of different content and media and tips and training on different top apps. And because I think sometimes people struggle so much with social media and how do I get out there? Mm-hmm. So we've got that for those people that feel that they need something like that. And then, you know, I'm a people person, and I absolutely come from the hospitality industry. So I love meeting new people. So the in-person networking, I think, is equally as important and really can help solidify who your brand is, because then they can see you and hear you and really interact with you.
Definitely. I agree. I think it's a balance between the two of them, but mm-hmm. they are both required. I don't think you can only just focus on one or the other. I think it's a combination of the two.
Right. Exactly.
Melissa, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Boy, with regards, you know, I really liked my professional career. I had a really good time. I always, you know, went after what my heart saw that I should be doing. I think maybe one of the things, I always like strapped in and held on, which is probably one of the ways that I got through a 20-year career with the same company. And I feel very blessed that I had that. I probably held on a little bit too long. So I may have left, maybe not after two decades, maybe after a decade and a half or something, you know. I had a really good time, but I think I held on just a little bit too long. So, and I would have, yeah. So I don't know. That's a tough one.
Okay. That's okay. Well, let's talk about this one, which is a little bit more fun. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Mm-hmm. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
Boy, I was thinking about this, and there's so many inspirational people out there, and I follow so many of them either through LinkedIn or Facebook and just through the news and what they're doing. I think I'd really like to meet Richard Branson.
Okay.
He's an innovator. Virgin has always been like that edgy brand that is just like to the top. He owns an island. That'd be great. I could go to his island and meet him. maybe fly on one of his airplanes to get there.
Yep. But
the airline industry is also kind of a hospitality industry, right? So
yeah,
been following him, and I really like, I like his edginess, and I like his, he just puts it out there. So then I started thinking, well, 6 degrees of separation, I need to start finding out people that know him so I can become a first connection with him on LinkedIn. That's one of the things I like LinkedIn about, is it tells you like who's in your network.
Sure. So you'd start on LinkedIn probably with that journey.
Probably on LinkedIn to try that. Yeah. Okay. Or I'll like, just like fly to his island and start walking around.
Might be a little bit more challenging to just fly there and start walking around, but
right.
But good luck with that.
Okay. Thanks. Maybe you want to come with.
I mean, sure. I'm all for that. He is a very impressive, fascinating individual, and it's fun to watch what he's doing.
Yeah, for sure.
As a business professional and now an entrepreneur yourself, I know that we are in the mindset of constant, you know, lifelong learners, right? And this is why I love this question, is I'm always curious as to what type of learning my guests are doing. In particular, what book are you reading right now?
Right. Well, it's interesting too. I'm not really a big reader. And so, but one type of book that I really love reading are business books or self-help books and things like that. So I have a ton of books like that. There's two that are my go-to favorites that if you haven't read them yet, I've read them. I'm not currently reading them right now, but I've read them and I really try and live by them. One is Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't read that, I mean, it's an old classic, right? I mean, I read it, I don't even want to say how many years ago, a long time ago, but it holds true. Like give someone a compliment and be sincere about it. It's like such basic stuff.
Yeah. But
people kind of forget that. And the other one, which is really a foundation of a lot of the trainings that I do, is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey.
It's a really good one.
I mean, if you're really focusing on getting things done, that is a great place to start. And so the book I'm reading currently, you know, one of my things in starting my own company was being able to design my own life and do what I wanted to do. And one of the things I wanted to do was join a Bible study in the middle of the day because I could. Didn't have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm actually reading the book of John, and I've got a great Bible study group of women that I get together with. So that's my inspiration right now.
Cool. All good books. So any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
I think, I guess I came up with like 4 different things that I think are really, really helpful in growing and supporting your network. One is to be consistent. Be consistent in your messaging, your timing, your delivery, your brand. Be consistent. In regards to networking, being kind, being humble, and being thankful. And when you go in with a kind heart and you're approaching networking events or you're approaching things with a truly open heart, you're going to attract the people that should be in your life. So that's what I would recommend.
Oh, those are all really good. I like it a lot. I mean, consistency is definitely key in anything, yes, especially when it comes to your messaging and timeliness of components and just being kind and humble, thankful. I think that's great. I mean, being genuine is and authentic. You know, those are things that you spoke about earlier on. Those are definitely sound words of advice to our listeners. So thank you for sharing that. Mm. If anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way they can reach you?
Yeah, I would love to connect and have coffee and find out what your business is all about. So you can contact me really on Facebook's probably the best way. Blettner's a really odd name, so you can find me there. Or you can message me through our website, which is learntodreambig.com.
Cool. And we will include that information in the show notes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being on the show today, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was fabulous being your guest, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Most definitely. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Melissa Blettner for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.